Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today's Wednesday, the 21st of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a negative note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading 25 points lower at around 22,250 levels, indicating a muted start for the local equity markets. On Tuesday, the domestic equities continued their winning streak, rising for the sixth session and trading in uncharted territory as Nifty topped its earlier lifetime high at 22,215 points. The Sensex closed higher by almost 350 points above the 73,000 mark, while the Nifty 50 gained 75 points to close just shy of 22,200 levels. However, the broader market ended in the red, with the mid-cap and small-cap indices falling in trade. Sectorally, it was a mixed bag, with buying seen primarily in banking, financials, and the realty indices. The rebound in the banking majors has helped the index to register a breakout from the consolidation phase it was previously going through and close above its immediate hurdle of 22,150 levels. Going ahead, if this breakout holds successfully, experts are predicting that the upward momentum will continue and the index will scale higher, moving towards the 22,500 levels. The decline in mid-cap and small-caps suggests that investors are continuing to exercise caution as a result of higher valuation, per experts. Additionally, experts expect that the market sentiment will strengthen further as the prospect of a pre-election rally is quite strong. The BSE market cap touched a record high of $4.7 trillion, thus showing strength in the market. Analysts suggested that on the global front, the forthcoming release of the US Fed minutes this week holds significance, particularly in light of sticky inflation data, which raises uncertainty regarding the timing of the Federal Reserve's initiation of its easing cycle. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Z Entertainment Enterprises clarified on a media report of the company reviving the Sony merger talks. Z said it has not been involved in any such negotiations. The Union Bank of India has approved the raising of funds up to 3,000 crore via the qualified institutional placement route. Hindalco Industries' U.S. subsidiary Novelis filed for an initial public offering with the Securities and Exchange Commission in America. The promoter Hinduja Capital is going to reduce its shareholding in GOCL Corporation by about 1% as a result of the government's FDI rules in the defense sector. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended down on Tuesday, with the Nasdaq showing the largest decline as Nvidia shares weighed heavily ahead of its highly anticipated earnings report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.6%, while the S&P 500 fell 0.17% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite was down 0.92%. The dollar index eased on Tuesday as fading optimism on that central banks will soon cut interest rates weighed on sentiment. The dollar index was hovering around the 104 level. Gold prices recorded minor big gains based on hotter-than-expected inflation data, while oil prices settled lower on Tuesday, with worries about global demand offsetting price support from the Israel-Hamas conflict. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around the 4.92 levels. Tracking cues from Wall Street, the Asian indices also traded in the red, with Japan's Nikkei 225 trading lower by 0.2% and South Korea's Kospi down around 0.4%. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Anil Rego, Right Horizons, a BMS, sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
We believe the Indian economy is a long-term secular mega trend. We are bullish on the Indian markets in the long term. This we expect to be driven by healthier balance sheets, a bit of an infrastructure push by the government, a positive credit cycle for financials, and a structural trend in discretionary consumption with India's positive demographics. So while the long-term outlook is positive, we believe that we can see a huge move over the next few years. We believe this is going to be a decade of India. We also are overweight on mid and small caps, keeping in mind the financials and how the companies are doing out there. In the short term, though, we think there could be volatility and there could be pauses, which is only healthy. And these could be opportunities for investors to buy in.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.